Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Darren, and thanks for the opportunity.
It's once a year where people have the opportunity to publicly thank a first responder. I mean, we probably should be doing this more often, but at least we've got one day, right?
Absolutely, and thank you, First Responder Day being today. This is our third year. It's when Australia comes together and shows appreciation for the selfless work that our first responders do in our community every day. And just for your listeners to be aware, on the Northwest Coast, that a first responder is an ambulanceman, a fireman, a policeman, SES, RFS. And on a Thank a First Responder Day, it also includes our frontline health workers as well. And what a great way to recognise our community that goes out there and helps us and supports us when we need them the most. There's a few ways that you can help us to support on Thank a First Responder Day, Darren, and that is you can go virtual on our social media with our hashtag, Thank a First Responder, or hashtag TAFRD, which is Thank a First Responder Day, through any social media posts. You can host an event. We've been in touch with majority of the schools across the country to go to our website, which is www.firstresponderday.com.au, or anyone that's listening can just type in First Responder Day on any search engine and lead to that website. We have a gratitude board where we're encouraging kids to do a drawing or a colouring in or do a poem or a thank you message to our first responders. But more importantly, Darren, if you see a first responder in a uniform or you see someone with a name tag that represents them as a first responder, just say thanks. Mm. Show a bit of gratitude. Say, thanks, mate, for what you do every day, or thank you for what you do in our community, because gratitude goes a long way, especially with some of the natural disasters that we've had across the country, and especially with what has happened on the Northwest Coast recently.
Yeah, well, you're a Northwest Coaster yourself, so you know how it happens with, for instance, if there's an accident or if there's a fire in perhaps the Circular Head area, a lot of first responders will come from Burnie, Devonport, all over the place to help out.
Correct, and this is a day also to thank a lot of the employees that allow these volunteers to go out and volunteer their time. I think a First Responder Day is supported by Fortum Australia. It's part of Fortum Australia, and Fortum is spelled F-O-R-T-E-M. And Fortum is relevant because Fortum is Latin for brave.
Right.
And Fortum has been set up, this is our third year as well. It's a site and a program to support all of our first responders. Now, there's 360,000 first responders in Australia that are either paid or volunteers. And Fortum Australia not only supports our first responders, but also supports the families of first responders that are going out into the community, seeing some pretty horrific things or working long, hard hours. And Fortum has been structured to help out those first responders across the country. So it's Thank a First Responder Day is really important, but this also leads into what Fortum Australia is all about as well.
Yeah, just on that help that you do, so it's in the mental health space, isn't it?
It's in mental health and wellbeing. Mm. We also have transition programs of when someone who may have been in a first responder for many, many years is looking for a career alternative. But basically, Thank a First Responder Day is really important for us to get our message out. Fortum Australia, that's spelled F-O-R-T-E-M, is about supporting our first responders 365 days a year. The reality is too, Darren, that one in three first responders report or experience high or very psychological distress compared to one in eight of the general Australian population. So more than double experience some sort of, you know, psychological distress. And that's what a Fortum Australia has been set up.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way I look at it, if you think of a horrendous situation, it might be a car accident or it might be a fire or whatever, you think of, okay, put myself in that situation. How would I feel about going to attend that and trying to help people? How would I handle it? And these people, well, that's what they do. They volunteer. They put their hand up to work in that space as a career. So that's one way to visualise how hard it can be.
And their mums and dads, mate, their family members that are coming back to try and lead normal lives after what they experience as first responders. And we sometimes miss that message. I think that today is all about just that voice of gratitude, just to be even a little bit louder. If you see a copper going to buy a coffee, maybe, you know, I know we have a lot of loyal and very community-focused businesses across the Northwest Coast that are always out there to support our first responders. We're trying to get as much momentum as we can the next year as well. Hopefully COVID would have washed out for another year and we can start doing more bigger events. Yep. I'd love to see the main strip of Devonport closed off to have a first responder celebration day, mate.
Well, why not?
Why don't we do that? And maybe next year we'll have a bit more opportunities to get a little bit more engaged in the community, but certainly now, to help out this year, it's first responder day. Go to our website, say hello and thank you to anyone that you might see that's a first responder out in the community. And again, Fortum Australia is there to support these people 365 days a year.
Right. Now, if you would like to contact Fortum Australia, again, as Rick mentioned, the website is fortemaustralia.org.au. That's F-O-R-T-E-M Australia.org.au. And the first responders day .com.au is the website there, and it's also Facebook, Insta, and all of that as well, and on the Twitter. All right, thanks for taking the time to have a quick yarn, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate it, mate.